This is Radio Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
MQHZ calls for stronger Ebola preparedness amid outbreak in DRC. 4 people die in separate road traffic accidents in Muchinga, Central and Southern provinces. And concern and caution in DRC as Ebola risk at highest level. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQHZ, has emphasized the need to upscale preventive readiness in the country following the continued Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC. MQHZ Director General Quince Mwabo believes that prevention and preparedness remains critical for the nation amid an Ebola outbreak, considering Zambia's already stretched health sector and the wider economy. Dr. Mwabo underscored the importance of early preventive action, especially considering that Ebola is a severe and highly fatal infectious disease. He noted that during periods of increased national activity involving large public gatherings, including political activities, there is need for consistent public health awareness and adherence to preventive practices. Given the constant movement of people and goods across the shared border, may increase the risk of cross-border importation if not adequately mitigated, said Dr. Mwabo, in a statement issued to RTV News in Osaka today. Dr. Mwabo has therefore called on relevant authorities to urgently step up efforts to improve screening and preparedness measures at border facilities and ensure that frontline health workers are adequately equipped and protected. He has urged organizers of public and community gatherings, including religious gatherings, market spaces, transport hubs, and other social events, to promote hygiene awareness and responsible health practices to help reduce preventable health risks. Dr. Mwabo further called for seriousness, vigilance, and coordinated action from both authorities and the public to ensure that the country remains protected from a possible Ebola outbreak through timely coordinated action.
I think it's a concern about the ongoing Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo, which continues to affect lives and remains a regional public health risk due to movement across our shared border. We are calling for stronger preparedness and vigilance, especially at border entry points, to ensure early detection and the prevention of any possible importation of the disease into Zambia. We therefore urge all stakeholders and members of the public to work together to protect the country through prevention, preparedness, and timely coordinated action.
Political players in Chilamwongwe district on the Copperbelt province have pledged to conduct peaceful campaigns ahead of the 2026 August 13 general elections. Speaking during the formulation of the campaign timetable for both Konkola and Chilamwongwe constituencies, representatives from 6 political parties and 2 independent candidates agreed to adhere to the campaign schedule. Zanis reports that UPND Chilamwongwe constituency chairperson Rasford Kunda advised political players to exchange contact numbers with leaders from other political parties to improve communication in case of conflicts during the campaign period. Mr. Kunda noted that some people may be found in certain areas for personal business and not necessarily for political activities, hence the need for political players to work in harmony. He said it is important for political players within the district who know each other well to resolve issues amicably. 4 people have died in separate road traffic accidents in Muchinga, Central and Southern provinces. The incidents were recorded on May 23, 2026, which also resulted in several injuries. Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilabi says around 7 hours, a Toyota Land Cruiser registration number CAD8947, driven by Richard Mwanga, age 44, of Lusaka, lost control due to excessive speed and overturned in Muchinga province. Mr. Chilabi said one passenger, Gabriel Chisha, age 40, died upon arrival at Chilonga Mission Hospital, while 3 other occupants sustained injuries. The vehicle was extensively damaged. He added that in Central Province, another accident occurred around 17 hours in Katanino area along Dola Kapiri Mposhi Highway, involving a Higer public service bus owned by LG Travelers, registration number BCE9972, driven by Simon Charlie, aged 50, of Kitwe, and carrying 54 passengers, collided with a stationary Mitsubishi Canter, registration number SCV5089. The Mitsubishi Canter had reportedly broken down and was parked off the carriageway, beyond the yellow line on the left side facing north. As a result of the impact, two unidentified male adults who were repairing the said vehicle sustained fatal injuries and were pronounced dead at the scene. In addition, two passengers on the bus sustained minor injuries, said Mr. Chilabi in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Chilabi further stated that in Southern Province, another road traffic accident occurred around 18 hours along the Laka Mamba Road in the Kalyango area in Sinazongwe District, involving an unregistered Sino concrete mixer truck driven by Edward Piri, age 34, of Mayanda compound, Mamba, lost control due to excessive speed and overturned. He said that one male adult passenger of Chinese nationality, identified as Wang Dongding, age 49, a resident of Mamba, died on the spot. Two other passengers sustained injuries and were admitted to Mamba General Hospital. All bodies are in respective mortuaries awaiting post-mortem examinations.
The Zambia Police Service wishes to inform the public that four people died in separate road traffic accidents recorded on May 23, 2026 in Muchinga, Central and Southern Provinces. The incidents also resulted in several injuries. All bodies are in respective mortuaries awaiting post-mortem examinations. The Zambia Police Service urges motorists to exercise caution and observe speed limits to prevent further loss of life. Investigations into all the reported accidents are ongoing.
Chief Muyombe of the Yombe people in Mafinga District in Muchinga Province has issued a strong appeal to political players and citizens to maintain peace, unity and promote the spirit of humanism as the country prepares for the upcoming elections. Speaking in an interview, the traditional leader emphasized that political campaigns must be conducted with mutual respect and a strict focus on national development. He warned that political friction risks undermining the country's hard-earned stability and long-standing spirit of togetherness. Zani's reports, Chief Muyombe said it is important to protect our national unity as this is key to ensuring continuous development. The traditional leader's sentiments have also been strongly echoed by local residents in Mafinga South. In African news, as the World Health Organization WHO raises the risk of Ebola to the highest level for the DR Congo, authorities in the country are working to inform the public about how to protect themselves from the deadly virus. The outbreak was first detected in Ituri province, an area already facing armed conflict and humanitarian crisis. In the provincial capital Bunia, residents are doing what they can to stay safe. To date, there have been 82 confirmed cases and 7 confirmed deaths in the DRC, alongside almost 750 suspected cases and 177 suspected deaths, according to the WHO. Coming up shortly, large-scale Russian attack on Ukraine leaves 4 dead and dozens injured. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Red Crescent Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. Russia has launched a large-scale wave of strikes against Ukraine, firing hundreds of drones and dozens of missiles. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the capital was the main target, but other areas were also hit, with at least 83 people injured. 4 people were killed in Kyiv and its surrounding areas, with explosions heard across the region overnight into Sunday, and reports of damage to residential buildings and schools. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia, MQZ, has emphasized the need to upscale preventive readiness in the country